Our scripture lesson this morning is from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 29 to chapter 12, verse 2. It's found on page 1192 in the Pew Bible in front of you if you'd like to follow along. So Hebrews chapter 11, reading from verse 29. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign enemies. Women received their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sewed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what they had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endure the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Would you bow your heads in prayer with me? We thank you, O Lord, for this privilege to be in your presence, worshiping you, praising your name, and hearing your words. May the Holy Spirit work among us, work with us. Help us, Lord, to see your truth. Help us to hear your voice. Help us to experience your presence so that we are strengthened for our journey, and that we are encouraged to persevere and continue on, even in the face of difficulties, so that we can witness to the world our faith in the Almighty God who is alive, working in our lives. We thank you so much for your blessings and your ministerings as we worship you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here's a video I would like to show you. You may have seen it last night if you watched the Olympics. This is the women's 100-meter race for the gold.
Christiania Williams goes on the inside. Elaine Thompson what a performance she's going to need to produce here to win the gold medal.
It's going to be interesting to see Fraser Price's start. Of the people in the final who may be able to come from behind her, Skippers is one, that young woman, because she is a 200 metre runner. She will be strong. Bowie also finishes her races off very strongly. Thompson has been so impressive. She may not have to come from behind Fraser Price because she's been so commanding. But there is 0.08 of a second between them. Fraser Price, not exactly the lead-in she would have wanted, but her two efforts here have been strong enough to suggest that there is a place in the history books waiting. She has two country women in the final with her. Christania Williams, who'll go from lane two. Elaine Thompson, who'll go from lane four. And the great sprinter from the Netherlands is going to be closest to the camera. And we haven't even mentioned IE and Gardner and Talu. What a find.
The athletes poised and ready. This could be very, very close indeed. Christiania Williams of Jamaica, a World Youth Bronze Medalist 5 years ago. A beaming smile, she came through brilliantly as a fastest loser. Marie-José Talu of the Ivory Coast. She's broken 11 seconds this year. She too coming through as a late qualifier. Elaine Thompson, the fastest woman in the world this year. Tori Bowie, bronze medal last year in Beijing. A brilliant 200 metre runner. And here's Shelly-Ann Fraser-Price on the threshold of history. Double Olympic champion, can she make it three? English Gardner, the second fastest woman in the world this year. Michelle Lee IE looked really good in qualification. She's second from the outside. And Daphne Skippers, she says she's as good over the one as she is over the two. She's very popular with the crowd, but her start must get better from what we've seen in the heats and the semi. Williams, Talu, Thompson, Bowie, Fraser Price, Gardner, i.e. Skippers. Years of work, a lifetime of dreaming, and all for an 11-second route to glory. This is the women's 100-meter Olympic final.
Set.
And who's got the best start? It's pretty even, but Shelly-Ann Fraser-Price trying to come away, but Elaine Thompson on the far side, and it's Thompson who's going to become the Olympic champion. She's beaten the Queen, and she's done it in style. 10.72, and what a way to win your maiden global crown. She was up against one of the greats. Shelly-Ann Fraser-Price got out of the blocks well, but come the moment, it was Elaine Thompson who delivered the performance of a lifetime. She follows Shelly-Ann Fraser-Price as the Olympic champion, and she is a worthy, worthy winner.
How many of you saw this last night? All right, yeah. So, what did you see? What did you see? Yes, Ryan? Women racing, okay. All right. What else did you see? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, they had their favorites, but, you know, someone who was not their pick came up and won the race. What else did you see? Yeah, people from different countries racing each other.
Years of preparation.
Yeah. Right. They were able to run that fast, 100 meters, in what, 10.72 seconds to win the gold? And it just didn't happen yesterday. It's happened through the last 20, 30 years as they trained and prepared for that moment. What else did you see?
I used to compete.
Okay.
And they introduced all the women.
Mm-hmm.
And all but one was able to smile, and they looked very relaxed.
Mm.
One American was, she didn't smile, she went like this.
Yes.
I never could smile. I mean, I was always too absorbed. I would never have a smile. So that's what I noticed in particular.
Okay.
I was thinking back to my old youth.
Young youth. Yes. All right. What did you hear? What did you hear?
Cheering.
Did you hear the cheering? I mean, you know, it didn't come through as much, you know, because obviously they were not focusing on recording the cheering, but tens of thousands of people in the stadium, and they're all cheering. And I could just imagine if we were there, probably the cheering is deafening. It's like the cheering was incredible. And I think we all know what it does for these athletes. Can you imagine that they're running in the empty stadium, no cheering, not a sound, and if they have to run, I don't think they could make that kind of time. They'll be slower. You're right? Yeah, right. So, do you ever wonder, what is faith good for? Or why faith? The scripture that we read this morning talks about faith and what faith is. And what faith enabled the people of God to do, that it says the faith enabled people to do marvelous things, wonderful things that we can't even fathom, that we can't even understand. But because of faith, people were able to do these things, like passing through the Red Sea as if they're walking on dry land, taking down the walls of Jericho after walking around it 7 times. Conquer kingdoms, administer justice, and obtaining the promises, shutting the mouth of a lion, quenching raging fire, escaping the edge of the sword, and putting foreign armies to flight. There's a whole list of things that people were able to do because of their faith. All of these to tell us that because of faith, because they believed and trusted in God wholeheartedly, they were able to tap into the power of God, enabling them to accomplish all of these and more, a lot more than we are able to do on our own. And then the Hebrew writer tells us about other faithfuls who have gone through life journey and experiencing the other side of faith. He's saying that because of their faith, there were those who faced mistreatment and death. They were tortured, they were mocked, they were flogged, chained, and imprisoned. And because of their faith, they were stoned to death, sawn in two, and killed by the sword. But even in the midst of all these adversities that they had to face, says that because of their faith, God sustained them through these difficulties, through all these unjust treatments. And even though they were destitute, they were persecuted and tortured, it set the stage for God's greatest work to be shown in their sacrifice and also in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So we are given this picture of faith. On one side, because of our faith, we are able to do great things, that we are part of what God is doing in our midst and showing great things. And then the other side is because of our faith, sometimes we are mistreated. Sometimes we are alienated. Sometimes we are looked down upon. And sometimes even killed because of our faith. So, how do we reconcile that? What does it mean for us to be faithful? How do we live into this faith where we experience both? And in our life journey, I think we experience this. Some moments of our life, some parts of our journey, we experience that exhilaration. When we see God working in our lives, how God is using us, making a difference in the lives of those around us, when we experience God's presence with us, that with certainty, God is with me in this moment. And boy, what joy and exhilaration that we experience and we feel. And then there are other moments in our lives. We feel like we're groping about in the darkness. Where is God? I can see you. I can feel you. And the circumstances that's around me, I can't even tell if God is in it or not. As we are faced with our loved one's illness, as we are experiencing through the loss that is so deep and so profound, as we are experiencing the struggles of lives, with our jobs, with our families, with relationships, sometimes we wonder, God, are you here? Where are you? And so in our life journey, we also experience those highs and the lows of our faith. What Hebrews writer is trying to show us is that, see, faith, just like our lives, we have our highs, we have our lows. And as we experience our highs and lows, I guess the question is, what do you do with your faith? How do you continue on keeping the faith? Especially in those moments when all seems dark, when you are alone, when you feel like you're alone. And so the Hebrew writer likens our faith journey to a race. You know, as we saw, to win the race, these women ran as if there is no tomorrow. They ran with all of their strength and all of their might. I think we could safely say that all those 8 women who ran, they gave it their all, 110%, just so that they can win. And the Hebrew writer is letting us know that our faith journey requires that kind of commitment, that kind of effort, that kind of like giving ourselves all, especially in those days, in those moments when we wonder, where is God? I've seen people who walk away from God just because the life turned out to be something they didn't expect. I saw people who turned their backs on God because they lost a spouse. And he decided that God is no longer there because his wife passed from an illness. And then I saw others who lost their spouse, but that made their faith even stronger. Because even as difficult as it is, even as painful as it is, they looked for God in the midst of the darkness and saw God's hand carrying them into the light. So our faith requires us to run with all our strength and all our might, even in those moments when we question, knowing that God is there on the other side. We also saw the women running, giving their all, but it's not just that 10.72 second, but they've been giving their all ever since they started training when they were little girls. And so it's a journey of training, hard working, building ourselves, building our faith for that critical moment when it comes that we have the skill, we have the speed, we have the strength to face it and win the race. The Hebrew writer reminds us something that's really crucial, is that as we are running our faith race, he's saying that we're not alone, but all these people who have gone before us, who have experienced the highs of their faith in their lives, who have gone through the lows, the dark moments of faith, they are all sitting in around us, cheering for us, helping us to not give up, but continue to push forward, putting one foot after the other. And that's what gives us that strength. That's what boosts our adrenaline to push ourselves to continue to move forward so that we can win the race, to keep the faith and not fall down. You know, you would be so nice if worshiping God, having faith, would help our lives easy and smooth, and that everything will go well. Wouldn't that be nice? But that's not what our faith is. That's not what God promised us. We will go through our lives ups and downs, just like everyone else. But the faith is that as we go through our highs and our lows, that we are never alone, but God is with us, and that God takes us through every step of the way, helping us to put our foot one in front of the other, especially during those difficult days, and giving us the strength to push forward and run with all we've got, so that we can win the race. In all circumstances, faith is what helped God's people to press on toward the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. So faith is what propels us upward when life pulls us downward. Faith helps us move forward when stress and conflict threatens to pull us backwards. We are on this race for all of our lives in our faith journey. And I pray that remembering that and remembering the hundreds and thousands of the faith ancestors cheering for us, that we can continue to struggle to bring what is good into this world through our life, continue to bring Jesus Christ to this world where they are so yearning for peace, for love. And as we continue to live the way Jesus had shown us, so that through our faith, this world will see the glimpse of hope, that through our faith, that we can make the difference to those around us, and through our faith, that we will continue to persist, even through the difficult moments, so that God can do wondrous things through us. So let us run the race, keep the faith, and give it all we got. Amen.